Tracking a disease is not pretty. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Neha Mittal, postdoctoral associate in the Department of Bioinformatics and Genomics at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, discusses one useful way to track COVID-19.
Wastewater is a grayish-brown mixture which contains all the water flushed out of a household or building, from showers, sinks, water fountains, to yes, even human waste from toilets. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, wastewater-based epidemiology is an excellent strategy to monitor the spread of coronavirus, since SARS-CoV-2 can be shed off in the feces of infected people who may not have any symptoms yet. Though the virus gets inactivated in human feces or waste, its presence and quantity can be detected by PCR in these samples. This approach for SARS-CoV-2 monitoring has drawn the attention of UNCC researchers, and we are using this method to potentially stop an outbreak in the campus community. Measuring the virus in wastewater involves four main steps: collecting samples, concentrating them down, extracting the viral RNA, and quantifying it. Wastewater sample concentration can be done in several ways, but we are using the electronegative filtration method. This is a useful approach for effective viral recovery and to minimize its low detection limits. To figure out if the virus is present, we measure the amount of nucleic acid or RNA using reverse transcription qPCR, also known as RT-qPCR. This is a method for detecting a specific RNA sequence by primers amplifying it and looking for its total number of copies. Coronavirus is especially devastating in group environments such as schools and residential college campuses. By using wastewater-based surveillance, UNC Charlotte can monitor its spread, as it is an effective way to determine infection in a community, since researchers like myself can catch cases even before they spread.
That was Neha Mittal of the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.